Okay. The plan for this chabura is we're going to hope to accomplish two things. One is to be mevarer a machlokas between the Ramban and Rabbeinu David in the Sugyan Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, in terms of whether the malva can be called for the lova to go to the Beis Havad Bedafka, or does it apply to other Bati Din as well? And are there any instances as to whether the lova can be called for the malva to go to a Beis Din that's greater in Chachma? That's going to be part one of the Chabura. And then part two of the Chabura will be hopefully to explain a little bit of the Sugyan Chav Gimel Mebeis, Tzarech Levarer, Ein Tzarech Levarer, the two Lashonos in Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam's Shita over there. So just to get us back into the Sugya, the Gemara starts off with explaining the Mishnah, Zebor lo echad ve zebor lo echad. So the Gemara's first, after the Gemara's initial Hava Mina, the Gemara understands the case in the Mishnah as the Malve, let's say it's a Malve and a Love, the Tove and the Nitva. The Malve says, I want to go to a certain Beis Din. The Love says, I want to go to a certain Beis Din. They can't agree on which Beis Din to go to. So there's a Machlokas, Ramei and the Chachamim. What do we do now? Do the Dayanim decide? Or do the Bali Din decide how to proceed with the Din Torah? But before we get to that point, the Gemara is bothered by Akasha. The implication of the Mishnah then is that the Lova, even the Lova, can be Ma'akev and can refuse to be done in front of the Beis Din that the Malva chooses. So the Gemara is bothered by Akasha. Reb Elazar has a famous Din that the Gemara in Lamed Aleph and Beis quotes as well, that only the Malva can force the Lova to be done in front of a certain Beis Din, but the Lova can't force the Malva. The Gemara in Lamed Aleph and Beis explains a little bit more that if you have a Machlokas, the Malva and the Lova can't agree on which Beis Din to go to. So the Gemara says that the Lova can't force the Malva to go Michutz Le'ir to the Beis Havad. Let's assume that that's the Gedolei Hador, the Sanhedrin Agadol, the best Beis Din in the Velt. So the Lova can't force the Malva to go to the Beis Havad, says the Gemara, because Yotzi Mana Almana, the way we pass, and it doesn't make any sense that the Lova should be able to force the Malva to go to a Din Torah that's out of the city. The Malva is going to have to pay the expenses of traveling, and the whole Din Torah, he wants to be Motzi, maybe the value of the travel expense. So it doesn't make any sense that the Lova should be able to force the Malva to travel out of town to go to a certain Beis Din. Yet the Malve can force the Love. The Gemara says because of Eved Love Leish Malve, the Malve has the right to impose that expense on the Love to go to the Beis Havad, to go to the Beis Din HaGadol outside of the city. That's the Gemara. So our Gemara says, how could it be that the Love can refuse to be done in front of the Beis Din of the Malve? What happened to Eved Love Leish Malve? That's what the Gemara says. Now, and the Gemara gives two teirutzim to that question, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Papa. We're not going to get into Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Papa right now. So there's a machlokas here, right here, between the Ramban and Rabbeinu David, quoted by the Chidushi Haran. The Ramban says, this din, that the Malve can be kofed love to be done in the Beis Havad, which is Chutz Le'ir, is lav dafka the Beis Havad. It applies even to a Beis Din that's just stronger, greater than the local Beis Din. Let's say you have a Beis Din on the scale of 1 to 10 that's a 5 in terms of Chachma, and then there's a Beis Din that's out of the city limits that's a 7. It's Lav Dafka, the Beis Havad. It's not the best Beis Din around, but they're better. They're bigger Bekiyim. They're greater Talmidei Chachamim. Says the Ramban, the Malve can force the Love to go out of town and to be done in front of that Beis Din. And not only that, says the Ramban says, even the Love can force the Malve to be done in front of a Beis Din that's greater in Chachma, as long as it's within the city limits, as long as the Malve is not going to have to spend money to travel to this Beis Din. Because it's clear from the Gemara in Laman Aleph and Beis that the only reason the Love can't force the Malve is because Yotzi Man Al Mana. The Love has no right to force the Malve to spend money to be done at a certain Beis Din that's Michutz Le'ir. But as long as the Lova is not going to force the Malva to spend money to spend on travel, the Lova has every right to force the Malva to be done in front of a base that's greater in Chachma. That's the opinion of the Ramban. And the Ram quotes Rabbeinu David as Cholik. Rabbeinu David is of the opinion that the Gemara is the Dafka. And the Gemara says that the Malva can force the Lovet to go to the Beis Havad. It's Dafka, the Beis Havad. But if you have a basin that's greater than Chachba, but it doesn't reach the level of Beis Havad, then the Malva can't force the Lovet to go the Chus Le'ir to the Beis Havad. And the Lovet certainly can't force the Malva ever, even within the city limits, to go to a basin that's greater in Chachma. That is the opinion of Rabbeinu David. So I'd like to, for the next few moments, try to understand what this machlokas Rabbeinu David and the Ramban is telling us. What's this machlokas all about? So we first have to understand what's this idea that the Malva can force the Lova to go to the Beis Havad. So the Gemara says it's because of Eved Lova the Ishmalva. That's the Gemara in Laman Aleph on base. And Rashi references that over here. But it's clear that Eved Lova the Ishmalva is just to explain, I think this is what the Gemara means to say, that explains why the Malva can force the Lova to spend money. It's to counter Yotzi Man Al Mana. The Lova can't force the Malva to spend money because Yotzi Man Al Mana. The Malva has every right to do that because of Eved Lova Ish Malva. It's part of the Shibud that the Lova has, that the Malva has on the Lova. The Lova is Meshubud to pay back the Chov, and also the Malva can force the Lova to spend money to go to a Din Torah. So that's the basis for the Malva being able to force the Lova to spend money on the Din Torah. But what right does the Malva have? The Malva can't force him stop to spend money. There has to be a latent zchus that the Malva has to force the Lova to go to a certain Beis Din. He's forcing him to go to the Beis Havad. So what is that? What is that zchus that the Malva has? So it seems like it's a machlokas Rishonim as to what the pshat in the din is. Rashi over there on Laman Aleph on the Beis says that the reason the Malva can force the Lova is because he can. Rashi is Dior Masla Hatokev's Chaver Bedin. Rashi writes, Baldin Kasha Matriachas Chaver, Vein Rotze Chaver Lodun Khan, El Lamakum Vad Hamidah Chachamim Harbe, Sheyeze Bosh Mehem. It sounds like the schus of the Malve is because the Malve wants the Love to feel as uncomfortable as possible, and he thinks that the Lova will feel more uncomfortable if he has to be done in front of the Beis Havad. If it's a local basin, a basin of three head yotos, the local Bati Din, maybe the Lova won't feel as nervous, he won't feel as compelled to tell the truth, but if they go to the Beis Havad, the Malva thinks that the Lova will be more likely to admit to the truth, and that's the schus that the Malva has to make sure that the Lova will be mode in front of the Beis Din, and perhaps that he'll accomplish by being done in the Beis Havad. That's Rashi. And the Yad Rama over here on Lamed Aleph on Beis, and the Ramban on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Chidush Ram quotes, assume that the schus that the Malva has to be kofe, to be done in front of the Beis Havad, is because of the din of tzedek tirdof. Unzra parsha, the Gemara on Lamed Beis darshins from the pasuk of tzedek tirdof. It's a Gemara Lamed Beis of the Brisa. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon, tzedek tirdof halach achar Beis and yofe achar Rabbi Eliezer lelud achar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai levor chayil. And v'chule, the Gemara quotes other Tanaim in various places. It sounds like from the Gemara that there is a schus or a mitzvah of some sort, we'll discuss in a moment, that a baldin has to be done in front of the Gedolei Hador. Rebbe Lozer and Lud, Rebbe Kiva ben Ebrak, Rebbe Yossi and Tzipori, all these various Tanaim, a person has the right to have his din Torah addressed by the Gedolei Hador, by the greatest Bati Din of the generation. So says the Yad Rama and Rabbi and the Ramban, that's the reason the Malva can force the Lova. That's the reason the Malva can force the Lova to be done in front of the Beis Havad. So perhaps, maybe that is the machlokas between Ramban and Rabbeinu David. Ramban's of the opinion that the basis for the Malveh's right to force the Loveh to be done in the Beis Havad is because of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. So the way we said it was, it's a schus to be done in front of the Gedolei Hador. But maybe that's not the Geder Hadvarim. Maybe the din of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof is that every Baal Din has the right to be done in front of the Beis Din that's going to be Ma'ames Dvarv, to be Mevara the Din Torah as much as possible. So it's true that the Gedolei Dor are the best option. They're going to be Mevara the Din Lefi Amitel Shatur more than anyone else. But maybe it's not limited to that. If the Lova suggests a Beis Din that's a 5 on the scale, and the Malva suggests a Beis Din that's a 7 on the scale, so the Malva now has the right, because of Tzedek Tirdof, a schus, to force the Lova to be done in front of the Beis Din that's Gadol Bechachma. And therefore, that's not necessarily limited to the Beis Din HaGadol, the Beis HaVad, it's any Beis Din. And it's also not limited to the Malva, it's true for the Lova as well. The Lova has to deal with the problem of Yotzi Man Almana. He can never force the Malva to spend money to travel to an out-of-town basin. That as long as the basin is within the city limits and the Malva is not going to have to spend on travel, the Lova should be able to force the Malva, because of Tzedek Tirdof, to be done in front of a basin that's Gavul B'Chochma. That's what the Ramban holds. And perhaps Rabbeinu David holds, like Rashi, that the basis for the Malva to force the Lova to be done in the Beis Havad is not because of Tzedek Tirdof necessarily. It's because of this element of Busha, that he can make sure that the Lova is going to feel as uncomfortable as possible, and he's likely to be mode that he's going to speak the truth in front of this Beis Din. And perhaps that's only true if it's a Beis Din that's on the Darga of the Beis Havad. Why would I say such a thing? I wouldn't have said such a thing. But I don't have the Mar Malkum right now, but I did see quoted, I think it was in the Frankel Rambam on the side, that the Mordechai quotes the Or Zarua, who suggests that Bizman Hazeh, the Malva can't force the Lova to be done in front of any specific Beis Din, because we don't have a Beis Din HaGadol Sheyizbayish Bifneihem. I'm pretty sure that's his Lashon. That you see from this Or Zarua, this Mordechai, that if the whole Zchus of the Malva to force the Lova to be done in front of the Beis Havad is because of this element of Busha, that he has the right to make sure that the Lova is going to feel as uncomfortable as possible, that he's going to tell the truth in front of the Beis Din. Perhaps that's only going to be true if they're going to be done in front of the Beis Havad, in front of the Gedolei Hador. But you need a certain Darga of Beis Din. Since, if that's the case, the Malva can only force the Lova to be done in front of the Beis Havad. And the Lova certainly won't be able to force the Malva to be done in front of any Beis Din in the city as long as there's Gadol V'Chachma, because this Din of Busha is only true when the Beis Din reaches the level of Beis Havad, the Talmid Chachamim Hayoser Gedolim. Like Reb Lozer, yeah.
Why is the Ramban, why is Beis Yotzi Man Almana limit Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof?
Because it's a schus, but this schus is limited. The Lova can't force the Malva to spend money.
But the whole point is that there's a mitzvah to go after the better tzedek. So where does this limitation come from? I mean, that's a pasuk in the Torah that says you should go after the best tzedek.
Correct.
But so where is this limited? So why is it limited?
Because it's a schus. If it's a schus for the Malva, or a schus for a Baal Din, for any of the Baal Din, to see to it that their Din Torah has been nisbarer as much as possible, it's a schus. So therefore, your schus cannot necessarily force someone else to spend money unless there's some other force that's allowing you to be mechayiv them. So the Malva wouldn't be able to force the Lova either if not for the din of Eved Lova Lish Malva. Right? In the same city, so both the Malva and the Lova are equal because of the din of Tzedek Tirdof, the Malva can force the Lova can force the Malva to go to a greater basin because of this schus of Tzedek Tirdof. both the malveh and the loveh can force to be done in front of a basin that's gadol b'chachma. However, once you're going to start forcing people to spend money, you also have to reckon with meich teisa. How can you be mechayev someone to spend money without any shibur? The loveh can't force the malveh. Yotzi mana al mana. The malveh can force the loveh because that's part of the shibur, part of the shibur haguf. The eved loveh lish malveh dictates that the malveh can force the loveh to spend money for the din Torah. You also need tzedek tzedek kirdof to explain why he can force him to. What's the foundation of this ability to do it? It's because of tzedek tzedek kirdof. Now you have to explain why can he force him to spend money? That's because of eved loveh lish malveh. But if you don't have one or the other, then there's no basis for the malveh to be able to force the loveh, and there's no basis for the loveh ever to force the malveh. Yeah.
According to Ibn David, you will only be mizbayish in front of the Beis Avad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is that true?
I don't know why that's true, but it sounds like the way from this Or Zaruah that I will get the Marmachim Bli Nether, that the Or Zaruah. Oh, yeah? What is the Lashon?
The says, this is the last time Makom HaVad, Makom Kibbutz HaChavim, she is Bayish Man, where shall her have been the act of the
Right, so I would have said this misfar, but it sounds like what he's saying is that this schus that the malva has to make sure that the lova will be nizvayish and he will tell the truth is only a reality if the basin is, you know, you have the gedoli hador sitting on the din Torah, the lova is really going to feel a certain sense of busha. But samazoi, if there's a basin that's a basin of three, they're greater than the other basin, but they're not the gedoli hador. He's not going to be mizvayish. So, then the malva wouldn't be able to force the loga, and certainly the loga wouldn't be able to force the malva within the city limits.
The lashon of the Mordechai is that he's mizvayish with the kibbutz chacham. Yeah. So, b'chayre any kibbutz chacham, meaning any kibbutz chacham is going to be enough to cause that.
I think what he means by kibbutz chacham, he's saying that we don't have a kibbutz chacham in the Dargah of Beis Avad. What does it mean they don't have a Kibbutz Chacham? I think the Rishonim had Talmid Chacham, and they could have had instances where they had, but they did.
So you think Kibbutz Chacham is very good?
I thought. I'm not sure.
You don't have like a body of Chacham the way they had, meaning you might have Chacham on the same level, or there could have been Chacham on a greater level then, but the Beis Avad had a. It was a group of.
It wasn't only.
That body people are scared of because you're going to be in front of the official Beis Avad. Even if you have bigger Talmid Chachamim, but they're like kind of a motley crew of Talmid Chachamim come together and do it impromptu, so that's not going to be as.
Right, so it's Lav Dafka. It's Lav Dafka that they were Gedolim Mi Menu. Rather, it's just that this it was a kibbutz of. Right. But either way, it's the same shot. That it's limited to that body which doesn't exist anymore. So it wouldn't apply to a basin that's just created with Chachma. It's the same idea, that either I was explaining that it's because the basin has to reach a certain level of Chachma, but not any basin that's Yoser Chachamim. The way Rabbi Simon is explaining this Lashon of the Or Zaruah is that it's a basin that has a certain surah, a certain kibbutz of Chachamim, a certain body of Talmid Chachamim, that will create an element of busha, but that doesn't necessarily exist in any basin that's greater in Chachma. And therefore, the Malveh can't force the Loveh to go to any basin that's greater in Chachma, and the Loveh can't force the Malveh, but also here, to go to any basin that's greater in Chachma.
Isn't any Bezdin inherently a kibbutz Chacham, meaning you have Chachamim sitting, isn't that?
But this, I mean, I'm not trying to even say anything differently. I'm just trying to explain why, even in that door, the Beis Avad has a different chalos. Because, yeah, you could have different kibbutzei chachamim that are all great in chachma, but there's like an official nature and a right, hey idea. So the Beis Havad is like the place where people go over the Torah. Everyone's intimidated by that Beis Din. You can have bigger Talmidim and come together and make a nice Beis Din, but it's not as intimidating. The factor here is an emotional one.
Right. That is one suggestion. The problem is, if that's the case, L'chor, the Ramban and the Yad Rama are right, that the basis for the Malva's ability to force the Lova to go to the Beis Havad is because of Tzedek Tirdov. It's an offering Gemara on Lama Beis and Beis. How does Rashi understand that Gemara? So, perhaps, what we can say is as follows. If you look at the Mefarshim ala Torah, it seems pretty clear that there are at least two different ways to understand the din of Tzedek Tirdof. The way we've been explaining it up until now is that either it's a schus or a mitzvah for the Bali din to either be done in front of the Beis Nagadol or in front of the Beis Din that's greater in Chachma. But if you look at the Sforno, I believe, and one of the Lashonos in the Bechor Shor, they seem to understand that the din of Tzedek Tirdov is not necessarily a din in the Bali din to choose a basin that's greater in Chachma. Rather, it's a din in Minoy Dayonim that the community, the city, the Jewish people have to be Mimane Dayonim that are great in Chachma, that are great in Yashrus. And perhaps that's how they read the Gemara. Halacha achar Rebbe Lazar lulud, achar Rebbe Akiva b'bnei Brak, achar Rebbe Yosi b'tzipori, and all those Tanaim that are mentioned there in the Braisa. What the Gemara means to say is not necessarily that you should be dan in front of them, but rather you should be mimane dayonim, mimane bati din, like those of Rebbe Lazar in Lud, etc. And perhaps that's how Rashi understood the Gemara. That's why Rashi needed to explain that the basis for the Malveh to force the Loveh is because of this element of Busha, not because of the Schus of Tzedek Tirdof. Yeah? Okay. One other way to explain the Machlokas between the Ramban and Rabbeinu David is really both assume that the basis for the Malveh to force the Lova to go to the Beis Havad is because of Tzedek Tirdof, not like Rashi. It's definitely because of Tzedek Tirdof. The Shaila is, what's the Geder Hadvarim? When we say Tzedek Tirdof, that the Malveh has a schus, or a Baldin has a schus to be done in front of a Beis Din, what's the Geder Hadvarim? One could say that the Geder Hadvarim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in every generation Gedolei Hador, and a Baal Din has a schus to be done in front of the Gedolei Hador. That's the din of Tzedek Tirdof. Go to Rebbe Lazar and Lud. Go to Rebbe Kiva and Bebak. Follow the Gedolei Hador and be dan bifnehem. That's the Geder HaDin of Tzedek Tirdof. Or one can say that the Geder HaDin, the schus of Tzedek Tirdof, or the mitzvah of Tzedek Tirdof, is that every Baal Din has the right to be mevar the Din Torah as much as possible. Lav dafka to go to the Gedolei Hador. Certainly to go to the Gedolei Hador. But any opportunity to be mevar the Din as much as possible, Tzedek Tirdof dictates that the Baal Din has the right to force the other Baal Din to be dan in front of a basin that's likely going to be mevar the Din as much as possible. If that's the case, if these are two legitimate possibilities, maybe we can explain the machlokas between the Ramban and Rabbeinu David is totally in this. Rabbeinu David, who says that the din is limited to the Malveh forcing the Loveh to be done in front of the base Havad, it's because he understood the din of Tzedek Tirdof as a schus to be done in front of the Gedolei Hador. Rabbi Lazar and Lod, the base Havad, whatever it is, the greatest Beis Din around, the Malveh, so therefore the Malveh can force the Loveh to be done in the Beis Havad, that's Chus La'ir. The Loveh can't force the Malveh because of Yotziman Almaneh. And Ba'os La'ir, you can't force anyone to go to a Beis in Stamazah that's greater than Chachna, because Mehechateseh, the Geder HaDin of Tzedek Tirdof is to be done in front of the Beis Din, is Chus to be done in front of the Beis Din of the Gedolei Hador, the Beis Havad. However, if you understand like that the Geder HaDin of Tzedek Tirdof is a schus to be mevar the din Torah as much as possible, then maybe we hear the Ramban shita. The Ramban says it's lav dafka the beis avad. It's any basin that's greater in chachma. One baal din can force the other to be done with mehem. So the malva can force the lova to be done in front of a basin that's greater in chachma. Even smichutz le'ir, because of the din of eved lov lish malva, he can force him to be motzi mamon to be done in front of a basin that's greater in chachma. And says the Ramban, even the lova can force the malva, as long as he's not going to force the malva to spend money, the lova can force the malva to be done in front of a basin that's greater in chachma because of the din of tzedek tzedek tirdov. They both understand tzedek tzedek tirdov is a schus that a baal din has. But the shaila is, whether that schus is to be done in front of the gedolei hador, the schus, or is it to be ma'ami, to be mevar the din as much as possible. And perhaps that is the Bir HaDvarim in the machlokis between Ramban and Rabbeinu David, quoted in the Chidushi Haran over here. Okay? It's part one. Yeah? Okay. Now, for the rest of the Chabur, we will discuss the Sugya on Chav Gimel Amabez, Sarach Levar, Ein Sarach Levar. So, again, the Gemara on the bottom of Chav Gimel Malav tries to explain the Seif of the Mishnah. Rameir, we have a Machlokas, Rameir and the Chachamim, where the Mishnah says, Rameir holds Zeh Posel Dayanu Shel Zeh, Zeh Posel Dayanu Shel Zeh, Zeh Posel Eidav Shel Zeh, Zeh Posel Eidav Shel Zeh, and the Chachamim are Cholik. So the Gemara ends up having three different explanations in the Amoraim as to what the Pshat in the Machlokas, Rameir and the Chachamim is. So the second explanation in the Gemara is Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. And Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan says that the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim as to whether the aid, can passel the aidim of the malve is in such a scenario. You have two kita edim. The malve says in front of Basin that he has two sets of edim that are going to testify that the love owes him money. And the love comes with someone else and passels the first set of edim. And the shaila is whether the love has the right to passel that set of edim, one of the sets of edim that the malve says he's going to bring. It's a machlokas Rameir and the Chachamim. Rameir says that he can, the Lov and the Acher can passel the first set of Edom. And the Chachamim say that the Lov and the Acher can't passel the first set of Edom because he's no Geav Eidus. So there are two fundamental topics that come out of the Sugya that we have to be Omir on. So I'm just going to throw out the major chakiros in terms of these two sugyos, just because in each step of the Shach Betar you have to try to plug it in. So one is the idea of tzarach levar. Take a step back. So there are two lashonis in Rashi as to what the machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim is dependent on. So the first lashon that Rashi has, the first gears that Rashi presents, is that Rav Meir and the Chachamim, their machlokas is Tali and Sarach Levar. Rav Meir's of the opinion Sarach Levar. What does Sarach Levar mean? Says Rashi, when a person comes to Beis Din and he says to the Beis Din, I am entitled to such and such amount of money, and I have proof to support my claim, Sarach Levar dictates that the Toveya has to bring all of the evidence that he claims to have in order to be Motzi the Mamun. That's Tzarech Levar, says Rashi. Ein Tzarech Levar means, no, just because he says in front of a Beis Din that he has a certain amount of evidence, he only has to bring the bare minimum evidence necessary in order to be Motzi Mamun. He doesn't have to present in front of the Beis Din all of the evidence that he claimed to have had. He just has to bring one set of Edom, and that would be sufficient. So says Rashi in the Lishna Kama, Rav Meir holds Tzarech Levarer. And therefore what? Therefore, the Love and his friend have the right to passel the first set of Edim. Why? Because since Belav Hachi, the Malve is going to bring the second set of Edim because of the din of Tzarech Levarer, therefore the Love and the Acher are not Nogeya Be'edus. They're not going to prevent the Malve from being Motzi Mamon, and therefore benefit, the Love is not going to benefit himself through this Edus. Therefore, the Love and the Acher are Neman to be made against the Kas Rishona, that they're puzzled. That is the opinion of Reb Meir. And the Chachamim hold Ein Tzarech Levarer. Since Ein Tzarech Levarer, the Malve is Lav Dacha going to bring the second set of Edim. Therefore, the Love and the Acher can't be made against the Kas Rishona because through that Edus, they're going to prevent the Malve from being Motzi Mamon. And thereby, the Love benefits himself through his own testimony, and that's a psul of Nogeya Be'edus. Okay. So Rashi presents two questions on this girsa in the Gemara. The first question Rashi asks is, if you hold Tzarech Levarer, there are two parts to Tzarech Levarer. One is the Chiyuv to be Mevarer. The Malve has to be Mevarer Dvarav in front of Beis in order to be Motzi Mamon. And also, he has to be Mekayim that. He also has to be Mekayim that. So what that means is, he says he has two sets of Edim. What that means is, he has to present in front of Beis Din, not only two sets of Edim, he has to present two kosher sets of Edim. So when the Love and the Acher passel the first set of Edim, Hagam, that he brings a second set of kosher Edim, that's not a kiyum of the Birur. He said in front of Beis Din that he's going to bring two sets of Edim to prove that he's owed money. But he only brought one. He ended up bringing one set of kosher Edim, and the first set was pasul. So how could it be that Rameir holds Tzarech Levarer, you can be Motzi Mamon, the Love and the Acher should be, how can Rameir say, Tzarech Levarer, therefore the Love and the Acher can be made in the Kas Rishona, if they're Neman, the Malv is not going to be able to be Motzi Mamon, because he's not being the Kaim the Bira. That's question number one. Question number two of Rashi is, and even if you'll tell me, Naniach, that it is a Kiyum of the Bira, meaning, the Malve said that he's going to bring two sets of Edim. He did. He thought that they were both Kasher, Nimsa, that one was Pasul, but he ended up bringing one set of Kasher Edim, which are sufficient to be Motzi Mamon, and he ended up also bringing a second set of Edim. It's true that they're Pasul, but he thought it was Kasher. So he was Mekayim Dvarav, but still asks Rashi, when the Lov and the Acher are made on the Kas Rishona, we should be concerned that the second set of Edim that the Lova, that the Malva will bring to Basin may be Pasul. If they end up being Pasul, the Malva won't be able to be Motzi any Mamo. So therefore, Bishas HaGadas Edus, when the Lova and the Acher are made on the Kas Rishona, we should deem them Nogeya. Because when they are being made on the Kas Rishona, that it's possible, that they're possible, that the Edim are possible, there's a possibility that the Kas Shnia is also going to be possible. Thereby, the Haggadah's Edus of the Love and the Acher is subject to the Psul of Nogeya Be'edus. Because their Edus and the Love's Edus is going to potentially benefit the Love himself. Because it's going to potentially prevent the Malve from being Motzi Mamon. That's Rashi's question on, second question on the first Girsa. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. So Rashi presents a second Mahalach in the Sugya, a second Girsa. Rashi says that really the correct Girsa is flipped, is Fakir. Rav Meir, who says that the Lov and the Acher Neman to be made in the Kas Rishona, holds Ein Tzarech Levarer. That when the Malve claims that he has two sets of Edim to prove that he's owed money in front of Beis Din, he does not have to bring the two sets of Edim. And the Chachamim hold Tzarech Levayer. He does have to bring two sets of Edim. Therefore, since Rav Meir holds Ein Tzarech Levayer, the Love and the Acher are Ne'eman to be made on the Kas Rishona that's possible, because that's not going to negatively affect the Malveh, because even if the Malveh ends up bringing, when the Malveh brings a second set of Edim at their Kasher, he can be Motzi Mamon. Oh, but one of them was Pasul. But Rav Meir holds Ein Tzarech Levayer, so it doesn't matter that the first Kas was Pasul, because the Malveh will be able to be Motzi Mamon based on the with the Kashniyah. So when the Lov and the Acher are made to Pasul, the Kas Rishona, it's not a Psul no Gei. And the Chachamim hold Tzarech Levayer. Since the Chachamim hold Tzarech Levayer, in order to be Motzi Mamon, the Malveh needs to bring two sets of Kasher Edim to Beis Din. Therefore, when the Lov and the Acher are made to Pasul the Kas Rishona, they're going to prevent the Malveh from being Motzi Mamon. Because the Malveh, in order to be Motzi Mamon, if you hold Tzarech Levayer, according to the Chachamim, he needs to present two sets of Kasher Edim. So when the Lov and the Acher are made to Pasul the first set, they're preventing the Malveh from being Motzi Mamon. Therefore, say the Chachamim that the Lov and the Acher are not Neman to Pasul the Kas Rishona. Because Tzarech Levayer. That's the second Lashon Rashi. Is that clear? Is that clear? Yeah? It has to be clear in order to go to the next step. It's clear? Okay. Fine. So now, Frek the Gedoli Achron, the Marshon, the Marshal. How did Rashi, in the second Lashon, answer his questions that he asked on the first Lashon? Again, let's chazen. The Rashi asked two questions on the first Lashon. If you hold Tzarech Levayer, L'chora, you have to be Mekayim the Birur, i.e. two sets of Kasher Edim, not one Kasher, one Pasul. And even if you told me that it constitutes a Birur when you have one set of Kasher Edim, one set of Pasul Edim, still we should be concerned that when the Lov and the Acher are made on the Kas Rishona, we should be concerned that the second set will also be Pasul, Nimtza, that when the Lov and the Acher are made in the Kas Rishona, they're really no Geah Be'edus, because they're going to prevent the Malveh from being Motzi Mamon. They're going to take part in the Malveh's inability to be Motzi Mamon from the Lov. So, now, Bishlama, the second Lashon and Rashi, the second Girsan Rashi, how he deals with the first question, because the second Lashon Rashi, Rashi's going strong that Tzarech Levayer means that you need to be the Malveh needs to present two sets of Edim in order to be Motzi Mamon. That's the basis for the Shita of the Chachamim. That's fine. But how has Rashi answered the second question? Right? Rashi's second question was, when the Loveh and the Acher are made in the Kas Rishona, we should be concerned that the Kas Shnia will be possible. So now, according to the second Lashon and Rashi, where a mayor holds Ein Tzarech Levayer, and therefore the Lov and the Acher are Neman to Pasul, the Kas Rishona, Viter. We should be concerned that when the Lov and the Acher are being made in the Kas Rishona, maybe the Kas Shnia that's going to come afterwards will also be Pasul, and therefore the Lov and the Acher are taking part in preventing the Malveh from being Motzi Mamun from the Loveh. So the Loveh should be Nogeya Be'edus. So how is Rashi, in his Lishna Basra, answered his second question that he had on the Lishna Kama? That is the question that the Marshal and the Marshal ask on Rashi. Did everyone get a chance to see the Marshal? Yeah? Okay. So now we're just going to speak out the Terutzim of the Marshal. The Marshal, and just hopefully Tosefes Biur. Just by speaking it out. So we'll start with the Marsha. So the Marsha says, we misread Rashi. We misread the Lishna Basra and Rashi. We were presenting Rashi that the case was the Malveh brought one set of Edim, then the Lov and the Acher came and passed the first set of Edim. And then what happened was, or what may happen, what will happen, is that the Malve will bring subsequently a second set of Edom. And we asked, we should be concerned that they're also possible, that they'll be possible. Says the Marsha, that's not the Pshat and Rashi. The Pshat and Rashi is the Malve brought two sets of Edom at the same time. Both sets were kosher. And they're both being made that the Malve is owed money by the Love. What happened was the Love and the Acher were made against one of the Kite Edom. But we still have the Kashnia that's Bifaneinu, that's kosher. So what are we concerned about? We're concerned about maybe when the Love and the Acher are being made on the Kas Rishonim, maybe what's going to happen down the line is that someone's going to passel the Kashnia that's already been made. Mehecha Teisei, there's no reason to be Choshesh. Bifaneinu, we have a Kas of Kasher Edim that were being made that the Love owes the Malve money. So there's no reason to be concerned, to be choshesh, that when the Lov and the Ach are being made on the Kas Rishona, they're no Ge'a Be'idus. Because Mehecha Teisei, right now, Bifaneinu, the Chazok of the Hashta is that the Malve has Kashra Edim that are being made, that the Love owes the Malve money. So let the Love and the Acher be made against the Kas Rishona. Who cares? Right now we have a Kashnia that's being made that the Love owes the Malve money. Beforehand, we were concerned that the Malve may not be able to present a Kashra set of Edim. So there we were choshish that when the Lov and the Ach are being made in the Kas Rishona, maybe they're no Ge'a Be'edus, because we should be concerned that the Malve won't be able to present in front of Basin a Kashra set of Edim. Therefore, the Lov and the Ach are no Ge'a Be'edus, because they're preventing the Malve, they may be preventing the Malve from being Motzi Mamon. But right, if in the second Lashon and Rashi, the case is where the Malve already presented a Kashra set of Edim that are being made, that the Malve is owed money. So there's no reason to be choshesh that they're going to become pasul. Therefore, the Lov and the Acher have every right to pasul one set of Edom, because they're not no Ge'a Be'edus. Right now, the Edom, the second set of Edom, are being made b'faneinu that the Lov owes the Malve money. And that's why the second Kasha of Rashi is not relevant to ask on the Lishna Basra of Rashi. That's the Maharsha's Pshat. The Marshal says a bit fancier. The Marshal says, really the cases are the same. The Malve presented one set of Edom, then the Lov and the Acher came and passeled the first set, and then subsequently the Malve is going to bring a second set of Edom. Says the Marshal, if you hold Ein Sarch, the Lishna Basra of Rashi holds, according to a mayor, Ein Sarch Levar, and therefore the Lov and the Acher can be made against the Kas Rishona. And we asked, why aren't they no Ge'a Be'edus? Like Rashi himself asked in the Lishna Kama. They should be no Ge'a Be'edus because maybe the Malve won't be able to present in front of the basin a Kashra set of Edom. So the Lov and the Acher really no Ge'a because they're being made to prevent the Malve from being Motzi Mamon from the Lov. So why is that not a kasha on the Lishna Basra Rashi? Says the Maharshal, since we hold Ein Tzarech Levarer, and really there's no connection, there's no tziruf between the two groups of Edom, the two Kite Edom of the Malve, when the Love and the Acher first passel the Kas Rishona, that has no bearing on the status of the Kas Shnia that the Malve is going to subsequently bring. Therefore, if it ends up being that the Malve produces Pasul Edim, that was the mazel, this is also the Marshal, it was the mazel of the Malve that was going there. That's the Lashon of the Marshal. So what I think the Marshal is getting at is Azoy. The psul nogeya, no matter what you say in terms of whether it's a chashash mishaker or it's a problem of Karov, Adam Karov Etzel Atzmo, or it's a Baldovar, if you look in the Shach in the beginning of Simin Laman Zayin and Choshe Mishpat, with the Maram Lubilin Bovabasa, the Rashba. You have these three Biurim and the Rishonim. No matter what you say, the Geder HaDvarim is that a person can't be made in Beis Din when the Eidus will be relevant, certainly if it's going to cause a revach for himself, and maybe even if it's going to be detrimental. But you can't be made in Beis Din when the Eidus is going to cause a nafkamina to you. That's the Geder of Nogay. Nogay of the Eidus is, again, you can't be made when your Eidus is going to cause, let's say, just for now, cause a revach to yourself. So says the Maharshal, if you hold Ein Tzarech Levarer, when the Lova and the Acher are being made on the Kas Rishona, we don't daher the Eidus as an Eidus that's going to cause a revach to the Lova and the Acher, because we would assume that the Kas Shnia that the Malva is going to bring has a Cheskas Kashrus. If Nimsa, that they're Pasul, we don't attribute the Malva's inability to be Motzi Mamon to the Eidus of the Lova and the Acher. We attribute that to the Mazel of the Malva. Whatever, it doesn't mean, it doesn't necessarily mean his bad Mazel. It means that it's a hafka from the Lova and the Acher. We don't attribute the Malva's inability to be Motzi Mamon to the Eidus of the Lova and the Acher, because that's the whole psul of Nogev Eidus. The Lova can't be made something that's going to benefit him. But here, it's not going to benefit him. Even if Lu Yitzuyer, B'Shas HaGadus Eidus, we know that there's a possibility. We know that there's a possibility that the Malva won't be able to produce Kasher Eidim. But since they have a Cheskas Kashrus, if they end up being Pasul, and the Malva can't be Motzi Mamon, we don't attribute the Malva's inability to be Motzi Mamon to the Eidus of the Lova and the Acher. It's true, if you take a step back, and you look at whether the Malva was able to be Motzi Mamon or not, why was that? It's true that he would have been able to be Motzi Mamon if not for the Lova and the Acher passeling the first set of Eidim. It's true. But that's a Shaila passeling the Eidim L'mafrei. And the Gemara says, we never passel the Eidim L'mafrei. Rashi's question was, we should passel the Eidim when B'shas HaGadus Eidus, when the Lova and the Acher are being made on the Kas Rishona, we should pass them because they're Nogev Eidus, because maybe the Malva won't be able to produce Kasher Eidim. Says the Marshal, but you have to shots up B'shas HaGadus Eidus, whether this is Eidus that's going to lead to Revach of the Baldin, of the Lova, and it's not, because we assume that there's a Cheskas Kasher to the Kash Shnia, and if Nimsa, that they're Pasul, and the Malva won't be able to be Motzi Mamon, that's not attributable to the Eidus of the Eidus of the Lova and the Acher, it's the Mazel of the Malva that was going. That's the Bir and the Marshal. The Marshal doesn't like the Marshal, it doesn't explain why. But perhaps the difficulty in the Marshal's pshat is, how do you explain Tzorech Levar? The Lishna, again, the Lishna Kama of Rashi is that Rameir holds Tzorech Levar, and therefore the Lova and the Acher are able to be made in the Kas Rishona. So Rashi asked the Kasha. You have time? What time is it? Okay. Rashi asked the Kasha on his Lishna Kama. When the Lova and the Acher are being made in the Kas Rishona, there are no Geva Edus, because maybe the second set of Edus will end up being Pasul, and they're preventing the Malva from being Motzi Mamon. So, Lafi the Bir of the Marshal, why does Tzorech Levarer now mean that we attribute the Malva's inability to be Motzi Mamon to the Lova and the Acher? Because the Malva needs to bring two sets of Edim, therefore that creates some Tziruf between the two Kita Edim, that when the Lova and the Acher are made on the Kas Rishona, somehow that undermines the Cheskas Kashrus of the Kas Shnia that the Malva will bring. And if they end up being puzzled, we won't attribute that to the Mazel of the Malva, we'll attribute that to the edus of the lov and the acher. Therefore, they're nogeya b'shas hagadus edus. I don't understand the words I just said, but I think that's what the marshal understands, and that's l'chor the difficulty in the marshal's pshat. Again, how to plug it in to why it's a problem then for the lishna kam of Rashi. If the whole beer in the second lashon of Rashi is that ain sarach levarer, therefore when the lov and the achar are made in the kas rishona, that has no bearing on the kas shnia, and if they end up being puzzle, we attribute the malva's inability to be motzi mamon to the malva and not the love. So then, if you hold sarach levarer like the lishna kam of Rashi, so then what changed? What changed? Why now do we attribute the malva's inability to be motzi mamon to the love and the acher's edus, as opposed to the malve's mazel? L'chor, it's the same thing. Why should the malve's chiv to be mevarid dvarav affect whether the love and the acher are considered nogeya b'shas hagadas edus, and whether they're the ones who are responsible for the malve's ultimate inability to be motzi mama? That's l'chor the shverkite in the marshal's pshat. And the marshal is easy. The marshal just makes a new kimta. It's hard to make a new kimta, but it's easy. The lishna basra of Rashi is not dealing with the same cases as the lishna kama, and therefore that's why the lishna basra is able to deal with the second kasha of Rashi. For the next 2 minutes, I know that was quick, I'm sorry. For the next 2 minutes, just a few brief words about Tosis. So, Rabbeinu Tam, you know what? We'll stop here. Maybe we'll speak about a Tosis a different time.